For today's proclamation, I'm going to be talking about the Lord as a shepherd based on the 23rd Psalm. And so I really wanted to be outside in the Covenant Gardens, which are blooming and so glorious. And it is, I'm looking out the window, it is raining. And so I can't do this recording outside. Today is Friday, and I'm sure it was raining at your house on Friday too. So what I've done is I've placed this picture of, it's a photograph that my dad took when he was stationed in Germany. So it's a shepherd with his sheep. And then I wanted to show you a couple of things. This book, An Altar in the World by Barbara Brown Taylor, is a book I've been turning to a lot in these days, and I'll quote from it in the proclamation, and I just thought you might want to see the cover. And also, when we get back to being able to see each other, if you want to borrow it, you are more than welcome. And then in my proclamation, I talk about how my mom helped me and my big brother memorize the 23rd Psalm. And of course, maybe not of course, but we memorized it from the King James Version of the Bible. And so this is my one and only King James Version of the Bible. And it is a gift that was given to my mom and dad by the Baptist Young Women of Union University, which is the university they attended. So this is something I treasure, and I thought you might enjoy seeing it. Thank you for being with me this morning. It's morning for you, maybe Sunday morning. If it's not morning, then thank you for being with me this afternoon or evening or whenever you happen to be watching this. These are challenging days, unprecedented days, long days. I'm grateful to each one of you. Thinking of your beautiful faces and hearing from you has been a boon in my most difficult moments. I took Jody's advice, which she shared with our covenant community, and put our family on a schedule. That has helped. And I'm really eager to begin our online community interactions tomorrow. I expect that connecting with you more often will be very helpful to me. And this is hard. There is no question that these days are changing us. They're changing us as individuals, as communities, as a country. They're changing our world. I've been thinking about how I suggested during the Time for Children that first Sunday of Lent, that Lent is a great time to make changes, to try something new, to develop new habits. I did not have this level of change in mind. There is so much that we have no control over. And we do have some control over our own responses and our own behavior, our own practices. We even have some control over the stories we tell ourselves, the framing that we're giving this experience. I found a long time ago that when I changed my language and framing around moving my body, I also changed my willingness to move my body. When I went from saying to myself, I need to exercise, I should exercise, and I began to say to myself, I enjoy moving my body. I feel so good after a long walk. I love how it feels to be strong. Then my experience of exercising went from grudging resentment, a duty, to something I truly enjoy. The way we say something matters. The story we tell ourselves matters. Our intention matters. When we've talked about prayer at Covenant, we've often talked about intention. Anything can be a prayer if we mean it to be. Walking, making bread, lighting a candle, sitting in silence, it's all prayer if we're intentionally seeking to connect with the Holy. In these days, we have many opportunities to connect with the Holy. When we connect with ourselves, when we connect with each other, even when we cannot be together in person, we are tapping into the sacred. I keep picking up An Altar in the World, A Geography of Faith by Barbara Brown Taylor. She writes, to make bread or love, to dig in the earth, to feed an animal or cook for a stranger. These activities require no extensive commentary, no lucid theology. All they require is someone to bend, reach, chop, stir. Most of these tasks are so full of pleasure that there's no need to complicate things by calling them holy. And yet, these are the same activities that change lives. Sometimes all at once and sometimes more slowly, the way dripping water changes stone. In a world where faith is often construed as a way of thinking, bodily practices remind the willing that faith is a way of life. Faith is a way of life. These days we are living our faith. We are embodying justice. Our willingness to maintain social distance is an act of faith. It is holy. It is care for the least of these. Care for the healthcare aides, the nurses, the doctors, the sanitation workers. Care for the vulnerable. Care for ourselves and each other. This is holy work. There is holiness all around us. These days give us so many new opportunities to notice. And noticing is not always easy, especially when we are lonely, when we are overwhelmed, when seemingly overnight we're forced to learn to work from home, to become teachers, to restrict our access to loved ones. Noticing is not always easy when we're worried for those who are already ill and those who will become ill. When finances are threatened or jobs are lost or the stock market continues to plunge. In the same book, Barbara Brown Taylor notes, "The great wisdom traditions of the world all recognize that the main impediment to living a life of meaning is being self-absorbed." If you are self-absorbed in these days, I do not blame you. I am not chastising you. We are all self-focused, and we can choose to move outside of ourselves. We can choose to notice the holy all around us, the sacred in each moment. We can look for joy, and we can find it. One way to do this is to remind ourselves over and over that we are not alone. Psalm 23 is a source of comfort for many. In the scripture reading video, I read the psalm from the Message, but that's not how it sounds in my memory. For me, these words of comfort are most familiar in the King James Version. That's the version my mother taught me, helped me to memorize as part of our bedtime routine. Perhaps this ancient cadence is most familiar to you as well. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord maketh me to lie down in green pastures and leadeth me beside the still waters. The Lord restoreth my soul and leadeth me in paths of righteousness for the sake of the Lord's name. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Many have pointed out how the psalmist moves from addressing God in third person to a much more personal first person. The psalmist moves from talking about God to talking to God. What you may not know is that in the Hebrew, there are exactly 26 words before "thou art with me" and 26 words after "thou art with me." Thou art with me is the center of this psalm. It is the heart of the message. God is with us. We are not alone. Even if we are alone in our houses, we are not truly alone. Even if we wake in the night to our own fears and despair, we are not alone. The Holy surrounds us, lives in and through us, is present in each moment. God, love, is always here, always present. I shall not want, writes the psalmist. Oh God, how I want. I want to see your faces in person. I want to gather in our sanctuary and sing and hear our organ and watch the shadows move across the wall. I want so many things. I want everyone to be healthy. I want health practitioners to have the personal protective gear that they need. I want all those who are facing a future with no income to be cared for, to have what they need. I want schools and houses of worship and offices to be open again. I want. What do you want? I remember when I wanted a new dress for Easter. Now that's the last thing I'm worried about. I remember when I wanted another book and a day with just my family. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Surely the psalmist doesn't mean that we will never lack, never desire, never face scarcity. With a good shepherd, the sheep want for nothing. They are cared for. The psalmist is asking us to consider, what do I lack in the sense of what really matters that I do not have? The psalmist is suggesting that what is really most important to us, love and holiness, that they surround us. I have known many people facing death, their own death or the death of a loved one. When people I have known talk about a good death, this is what they're talking about, this satisfaction, this sense of enough. We do want. There is scarcity, and God, the shepherd, is with us in each moment, holding us. I hope that you've listened to Casey singing, "My Shepherd Will Supply My Need." It's a hymn written by Isaac Watts back in 1719. One of the lines has been singing itself to me these days. The sure provisions of my God attend me all my days. O may your house be my abode, and all my work be praise. There would I find a settled rest, while others go and come. No more a stranger or a guest, but like a child at home. Perhaps in some moments of these days, we can find a settled rest. Perhaps we can begin to see the holy all around us. Perhaps we can transform our want into noticing, into gratitude, into finding the holy. We can reframe our experiences. We are the authors of the story that we're telling ourselves. This psalm teaches us that God, like a shepherd, longs to lead us into the paths of peace beside still waters, longs to restore our souls. When the world is too much for us, this psalm can give us a place of connection to our pain and lament, and connection to comfort and awe. These are days of crisis. These are days of uncertainty. We are in the valley of the shadow of death. These days are also holy. These days are full of divine potential. We are not alone. God is with us. Love surrounds us. God's comfort and mercy go with us and are with us and everyone else. We are not alone. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord maketh me to lie down in green pastures and leadeth me beside the still waters. The Lord restoreth my soul and leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for the sake of the Lord's name. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.